From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, more developments on private security guards in Iraq. Two former guards tell the Washington Post that private contractors fire their weapons far more than previously reported.
But first, President Bush has vetoed a bill to expand health insurance for children. The program known as S-CHIP provides subsidized coverage for families who make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough to afford private insurance. President Bush talked about his veto in a speech in Pennsylvania.
I happen to believe that what you're seeing when you expand eligibility for federal programs is the desire by some in Washington, D.C. to federalize health care. I don't think that's good for the country.
But expanding S-CHIP has wide support among the public and in the U.S. Senate. Joining us now is NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. And Don, the president has to be aware of how people feel about this issue, the polls, and possibly the fact that he could suffer his first veto override. Why is he so dug in on this?
He is counting on not suffering his first veto override. Certainly there are the votes to override him in the Senate. Not so in the House. He still needs more than a dozen Republicans to turn there and vote against him if he's going to be overridden. And he's pretty confident that he'll be able to hold on to them. But again, from the White House's perspective, it is a principle. He has been talking more and more this year about taking steps to hold spending down. He's doing that with the Democratic Congress in place, certainly more than he did when Republicans were there passing spending bills. And he says this is an important issue on which to do that. And that's why he's dug in.
So, as you say, there are votes to override in the Senate, but not in the House. So what happens to the program if Congress cannot override this veto?
Well, for now, it continues to live, even though it has technically expired, because of kind of continuing temporary funding that has passed. But that only holds us till the middle of November. That gives some time to work out some kind of a compromise. Beyond that, it's hard to say what happens, though both sides do say they want this program, that it's a good program to continue. But the big question is, how big will it be? And again, both sides are dug in now, and it's a pretty good political issue for Democrats as well as the battle plays out.
NPR's Don Gagne from the White House, thank you.
A pleasure.